Families of victims of the Troubles have travelled to Westminster in London today to protest against the UK government's introduction of controversial legacy legislation. The proposed new laws will end the holding of inquests, outlaw civil proceedings, and offer immunity to those who are deemed to have cooperated with an information retrieval body. Members of the Relatives for Justice group are gathering at Parliament Square before handing in a letter at 10 Downing Street setting out opposition to the bill. Protests are also taking place in Belfast and Derry over the British government's legacy plans. Our reporter Helen Donoghue has been speaking to Mark Kelly, who's among those protesting at Westminster today. His sister Carol Ann died after being struck by a plastic bullet in Belfast in 1981.
My sister's 41st anniversary happened there just a couple of days ago. There has been no proper inquest into her death, and the family have had no proper answers. And now we're being told that the perpetrators of this crime and other crimes that were committed in the north of Ireland are going to walk away free and easy, and the families are left to pick up the pieces yet again.
And what had you hoped would happen? What were you looking for?
We are looking for rule of law and justice. We haven't received any rule of law or any justice for our family members. And it's as if they're being left to the wayside, as if they just didn't count for anything. I mean, my sister was 12 years of age when she was shot in the back of the head by a British soldier, and he has never been questioned in a court of law or in front of a jury or in front of anyone for that matter. We've been planning to take a civil action. We've been trying to get files from the police and other organisations that hold the files, but the British Army and the RUC have blocked us many occasions. I feel absolutely sick. I mean, this is just completely perpetrator orientated. This is to save face for the British Army, British government, and it has nothing to do with victims or relatives.
That was Mark Kelly speaking there to Helen Donoghue. Let's talk to our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney. Vincent, the Northern Ireland Secretary who's piloting this legislation has achieved something in some ways quite remarkable here. He's united all the victims groups in Northern Ireland on all sides against this plan. All the political parties in Northern Ireland are against it. The Irish government is against it. The Northern Ireland Human Rights Commission has come out against it. And yet all the indications are that he and the British government will press ahead with speed on this legislation.
Absolutely, Brian. As you say, the British government, when they introduced this legislation in the House of Commons last week, they said the aim was to provide better outcomes for victims, survivors and veterans. But the only people who have actually welcomed this move are those supporters of British Army military veterans who've been campaigning for former soldiers not to be prosecuted for killings during the Troubles. But everyone else, all victims groups and survivors groups in Northern Ireland, have rejected the plan. As you say, all the five main political parties that storm it, the Irish government, Amnesty International and other bodies have all rejected this. They say it's unfair and it's unworkable. And throughout this process for the past year or so, Brian, Northern Secretary Brandon Lewis made a big play of saying that he was listening to people, that this went out to consultation and he was keen to listen to all of the views. Now, critics would say that the only people the British government appear to have listened to are those in the corner of former British soldiers, because all of the political parties, all the victims groups, the Irish government and others all made clear in any discussions they had with the British government and with Brandon Lewis that they were absolutely opposed to this kind of a move. But the British government made it clear they intend pressing ahead with this as quickly as they possibly can.
And an aspect of this is that the avenues that are open at the moment to victims and victims' families, the two key ones will be closed off, won't they? That families will no longer be able to take civil action and inquests into killings will cease.
That's right indeed. I mean, no Troubles related inquests or investigations by coroners can be opened after May of next year. And no Troubles related civilian or civil actions claims in the courts can actually be lodged after the first reading of this bill, which is actually this month. And a group of academics, Brian, in Belfast today, actually three academics from Queen's University and three from a group called the Committee on the Administration of Justice, they've been following legacy proposals for the past decade or more, and they've just published an interim report today. And on the issue of inquests and civil action, they point out that they say that this means that families who've been promised by the judiciary and the legal system in Northern Ireland that an inquest will take place into the deaths of their loved ones will now not have what they say is their legitimate expectation that such an inquest would take place. And those academics are very critical of the overall bill, Brian. They state quite clearly in their executive summary of the report, they say this bill is unworkable, in breach of the Good Friday Agreement and binding international law, and it will not deliver for victims and survivors. They go on to say that it will be in breach of the UK's international obligations and domestic law under Human Rights Act, and they say the proposals are incompatible with academic ethics, independence, rigour and integrity. Now, these are six legal academics who have followed this process step by step for the last 10 years, and they're making their views very clear. They think this is simply unworkable.
Vincent Kearney, Northern Editor, thank you for that.